Dr. Hoffman here. This Intelligent Medicine podcast is brought to you by Super Beets. Beets are a nutritional gold mine, full of antioxidants and nutrients, but they're a mess to prepare. So just mix Super Beets with 4 ounces of water and boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure. Get the Dr. Hoffman special offer at intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about on this beautiful weekend, wherever you are. Well, it's kind of gloomy where I am here in New York. It's drizzly and in the 40s, and it's kind of a chill in the air, but we're going to try and keep cozy with health information that you can use, some survival tactics that you can use as you approach the holidays. I actually wrote a two-part article on that subject. You can find it at drhoffman.com. Some of the survival strategies include getting adequate exercise, paying it forward, as it were, with exercise, because you know that you're going to stray at some of those extravagant holiday meals. We'd like to take your phone calls, 888-302-3684. Lots to talk about today. We encourage your phone calls and your participation. All right, one of the big stories this week has to do with a guy who proceeded to undertake a very interesting experiment. Remember Morgan Spurlock, the intrepid researcher who 10 years ago in 2004 decided to see what would happen to his body if he ate nothing but McDonald's food for 30 consecutive meals? Well, another guy has lent his body to science. It's amazing what people will do to further the cause of scientific research. Here's a buff-looking 50-year-old man. You can see pictures of him before and after. He is not the ordinary 50-year-old. He is trim and fit, energetic-looking, alert. And then 30 days later, he's pudgy and drawn-looking and considerably heavier. What he did was, for 30 consecutive days, he consumed 10 cans of Coca-Cola per day to illustrate the potentially damaging effects of that amount of sugar consumption. So what ended up happening to the guy? Well, it was pretty significant. And the picture's worth 1,000 words. I suggest you go to my Facebook page and check out that story, or you can Google George Pryor, who's a guy from Los Angeles. He drank 10 cans of Coca-Cola a day for a full month to see how it would affect him. And he's a really health-conscious, gym-toned guy. Over the course of a month, he gained, get this, 24 pounds. He saw his blood pressure soar to an unhealthy 145 over 96. That would be considered hypertensive. That's from sugar alone. He didn't change his diet, didn't change his routine otherwise. And amazingly, with all that sugar in his system, he reported strong, inordinate cravings for more sugar. That's what the more you have, the more you want. He got on a blood sugar roller coaster, sending his blood sugar into the sky, but then ultimately it would plummet, and he became hooked on the sugar, craving more and more and more. And his total intake of sugar, 350 grams of sugar daily from his Coke intake alone. And we suggest that, you know, many of our patients on low-carb diets, they go on 50, 60 grams of carbohydrates per day or less. That's from dietary sources. We don't permit him to have any sugary drinks. He says, quote, "I did the experiment to get people thinking and talking about how much sugar they eat and how unhealthy it is. People need to be aware of the real and powerful damaging effects of sugar on their health. I would prefer not to do it again," he added. "I don't like being this heavy." And he just looks awful in the after picture. It's amazing. Just 1 month of intense sugar consumption will do that to your body. And we thank intrepid researcher Mr. George Pryor of Los Angeles for undertaking this experiment that none of us would ever even think of doing in our own personal lives. But it's very illustrative. Check it out. All right. This story, it has to do with our health freedom. You know, our health freedom is being impinged on a variety of ways currently in this country. Part of it has to do with our medical system, which is actually narrowing choices. More and more doctors are being mandated to follow specific protocols. And some of the pressure comes from the insurance companies. They say, well, we'll pay for this, but we won't pay for that. And that's why long ago I made the decision to detach myself from an insurance company model so that I could undertake the therapies that I thought were in my patient's best interest. But government guidelines are going to be promulgated. Coming your way is something called IPAB. There's an IPAB in your future. What's an IPAB? No, not an iPad with a D. It's an IPAB with a B. It's the so-called Independent Patient Advisory Board. And what it's going to do, it consists of 15 individuals who will have sole responsibility for deciding what medical procedures and treatments are justified and do reimbursement under the new federalized guidelines. These 15 individuals will be incredibly powerful. They will have the literally life and death decision powers. They literally will be able to ration medical care, deciding that this or that or the other procedure or treatment or test is reasonable. And, oh, by the way, they're not appointed by Congress. They're appointed directly by the president. And there is no recourse if the Congress or the people of the United States decide that the decisions that they're making are wrong. They're virtually in a free fire zone to make decisions about your health care going forward. This is an essential element of cost containment under the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. And so an IPAB is coming to a medical clinic near you, soon to be implemented by, I think the target date for that is 2016 or 2018, where all medical procedures will be virtually dictated to you by a small, insular, incestuous panel, probably very, very likely to be influenced by lobbying from various sectors of the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, to decide what therapies you're likely to get. All right, another way that your health choices are being narrowed. Headline, FDA further limits what you can be told about your food's health benefits. It's a very, very peculiar situation in this country. You can shout virtually anything. You know, there was a guy who was, he was the stepfather of Michael Brown, who shouted, and he literally, this is very analogous to shouting fire in a crowded theater. He said, burn it down, burn it down. And the demonstrators ended up heeding his call to burn it down. But it looks like he won't even be penalized or arrested. They're investigating, but very unlikely that charges will be brought. However, and paradoxically, if you make legitimate claims about a supplement, say you put on a label that coenzyme Q10 is beneficial for heart failure, which it's been demonstrated to be in study after study after study, that's a bust. You cannot do that. Now, I thought that there was something called the First Amendment, free speech in this country, but no, it doesn't apply to supplements. You can't make even truthful claims about supplements because those would be medical claims. And I suggest you go to the website of the Alliance for Natural Health, anh-usa.org, to get the 411 on this story. The FDA is now coming up with something truly absurd. They're suggesting for each and every supplement, for each and every food for which a claim might be made, and that could be, for example, a good example is a product called POM, Palm Wonderful. It's a pomegranate extract and thought to be heart healthy. Studies have shown it can help to prevent prostate cancer. They cannot make even truthful, scientifically substantiated claims about their product unless, and here's the catch, once you make a medical claim about a food, it becomes a drug. So if it's really good for you, then you're penalized. If it does, it doesn't matter, if it doesn't do anything for you, that's okay. You can say, hey, you know, this is healthy. But if you say it actually treats or mitigates or prevents a disease, it becomes a drug. And you have to file what's called an IND. An IND is Investigational New Drug Application. Currently, each application costs about $2.3 million, which could then lead to hundreds of millions of dollars more for full approval. Just the filing alone is $2.3 million. You need to go through a whole research protocol. You need to have an investigation plan. You have to document the full chemistry and all kinds of scientific mechanisms about which this food or which this new supplement works. Very, very extensive safety testing has to be undertaken, just as if this stuff were a real synthetic drug. I mean, same thing might apply to a new form of bioavailable green tea extract, because if you answer, well, it's been shown to help reduce the risk of certain cancer. No, you can't say cancer. That's a disease. Can't say it. So check it out. ANH-USA.org. There's an action alert there, because if you haven't done so already, please contact the FDA. They have a convenient template there, which you can write a letter or send an email to the Food and Drug Administration and tell them to stop trying to halt food and supplement research. It's going to have a very chilling effect on development of new innovative supplements. I want you to check it out. I'm a board member of ANH, the Alliance for Natural Health, and so I've really, really support that organization's efforts to safeguard your health freedom. All right, 888-302-3684. That's our number. And we got lots of stuff to discuss. So stay with us this hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice caused waves at the last Olympics because clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by 16%. Beets are a nutritional goldmine full of antioxidants, polyphenols, and electrolytes. But instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take Super Beets to get the same great benefits. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Whenever I need a performance boost, I take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. Each great-tasting serving gives me a rush of energy and stamina. Go to intelligentbeets.com right now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. And you get free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com right now.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We got a call from Nora in Brooklyn. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question, please?
Well, the reason I'm calling today is I'm wondering if you would be able to suggest anything or offer any kind of help for my family and myself. We've all become severely ill as a result of exposure documented exposure to very bad mold in our former apartment. We just moved about a month ago.
Right. Is it the Stachybotrys black mold?
You know, it was not. I mean, the documentation was the city inspector, who we had to call after the landlord wouldn't remediate it, said that it was the worst case of mold he'd seen in his long career. He was about 60 years old. And now I don't know that they typed it. I guess we could ask the city. We could look. We could try to find that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that we've all been extraordinarily ill. Our lungs, my lungs are the worst.
Describe what happened to your family. What are the symptoms?
Okay. Our lungs, we have severe breathing problems, especially myself. It's starting to affect even my oxygenation. The pulmonologists can't put a finger on it except that my alveoli are inflated. We have severe exhaustion, unbelievable exhaustion, headaches, neurocognitive, and even, in my husband's case, psychiatric problems.
Yes.
I have rashes. GI problems, and the list could go on.
Right. You know, look, this is a really severe issue. And in fact, you know, it's so important that, you know, very significant date in American history, September 10th, 2001, one day before the attack on the World Trade Center, 9/11, the lead story in, I believe it's the New York Post, possibly the Daily News, was killer mold. It's such a significant story. Of course, it was eclipsed, totally blown away by the events that ensued the next day. But this is a really important problem, and thanks for sharing it. It's a challenging problem because mold is something that the reason it causes so many symptoms in your body is because it triggers a very, very profound immune reaction. And we actually have a lot of trouble. It's very challenging working with patients like you because the symptoms are systemic. They're not just breathing problems or asthma. That's one type of reaction. But they actually disrupt your entire immune system. So what we do, I mean, clearly, when you work with a patient who's been exposed to this, two things. You want to, A, get rid of the bad stuff. So obviously, you know, detoxify your home, but also detoxify your diet. And then we also want to increase the good stuff. We want to enhance your detoxification pathways and reestablish normal immunity. With the proper nutrition, it makes a difference if you're exposed to mold when you have a full complement of the right kind of vitamins and supplements, things like glutathione and acetylcysteine, higher doses of vitamin C that help to promote detoxification. It's like your cup runneth over in terms of your body's ability to handle toxins. We can always handle a certain amount of toxins, but what's happened is that your body is have been overwhelmed by a very, very high level of toxicity. So we might utilize immune modulating therapies. We might utilize some form of dietary detoxification, improve the situation in your gut because that actually contributes to overall bodily toxicity. It's a tough road back, but it you can reestablish normal immunity. You're not irrevocably broken, although you have a very, very serious case, obviously. I suggest you contact the American Academy for Environmental Medicine. They have information about this, and of course that's something that I do with patients who are exposed to toxic levels of mold as well. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and more coming up. We got lots to share with you this hour. Invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
The holidays are my favorite time of year, but along with family fun and festivities comes a whole lot of food. That can cause digestive distress. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist and author of Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Malox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers. Most people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, and gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. That's why I recommend taking a good quality probiotic daily. My favorite is Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a blend of live beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort. Backed by 25 years of scientific research, this exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance, which in turn addresses the root cause of digestive issues. This holiday season, I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hare difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that doctors recommend omega-3 essential fatty acids for kids and grown-ups alike? Nordic Naturals, the number one fish oil in the U.S., offers omega-3s for everyone. In fact, Nordic Naturals has one of the largest product portfolios in the world. Our best-selling Ultimate Omega is available in soft gels or liquid, both with a light, clean lemon flavor and no fishy aftertaste. This concentrated formula has been clinically shown to support heart health. For children, kids everywhere love Nordic Naturals Children's DHA, offered in great-tasting strawberry liquid or chewable soft gels. New Omega Boost is a creamy, delicious formulation of omega-3s. With its great mango taste and velvety smooth texture, Nordic Naturals Omega Boost is a great choice for the whole family. Nordic Naturals carefully manages every step of production of our omega-3 fish oils from boat to bottle, so you can count on Nordic Naturals to be exceptionally pure, fresh, and effective. Nordic Naturals for kids and grown-ups alike. Available at natural products retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know, this week we talked to one of the eminences in the field of complementary alternative medicine, someone who introduced a major new dietary paradigm back in the early 1990s. He is none other than Dr. Barry Sears, who developed the Zone Diet concept. And we'll put that podcast up this week. By the way, we've got lots of additional content at drhoffman.com, not just this radio show. It's just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon because, well, we've got lots more content available on our website. He's got a new book called The Mediterranean Zone. And here's something particularly encouraging, unexpected benefit of the Mediterranean diet. By the way, I got on the bandwagon with a Mediterranean-type diet very early on in my practice. In 1988, I put out something called the Salad and Salmon Diet, which incorporates the benefits of the low-carb Mediterranean diet, lots and lots of fish and olive oil, lots of fruits and vegetables, and also incorporating the beneficial polyphenols, wine and tea and dark chocolate. And even coffee provides some of those beneficial polyphenols. That's the thrust of the new Mediterranean Zone book. But getting the benefit, it's not just helpful for the heart, for preventing diabetes, even for reducing cancer. But check this out. The Mediterranean diet may help erectile dysfunction. An additional benefit. It turns out that they looked at a group of 75 men, and what they found was that there was a relationship between diet and the likelihood of declines in sexual performance. And those who scored low on the Mediterranean diet scale. It's a formal scale which shows whether you incorporate elements of the Mediterranean diet, a la the salad and salmon diet. Find information at drhoffman.com about the salad and salmon diet, which will actually, now we can say that it will enhance your sexual potency. Men with a low score on the Mediterranean diet score had significantly higher risk of enlarged heart and a susceptibility to early signs of heart failure, aortic stiffness, but lack of stiffness in the other part of the body where stiffness counts, according to this study. And so that's quite fascinating that there's such universal effects of diet, even extending to sexual functioning. I've been asked to write a chapter for a book on diet and sexual functioning. It's a book on natural approaches to sexual dysfunction. And yeah, you know, there's the herbs, you hear about them on radio. They tell you, follow this, follow that, take this or that panacea thing that's going to make you last longer and perform better. Well, okay, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But when it comes to overall diet and lifestyle, there are definitely some things you can do to preserve and enhance your sexual functioning. All right, here's something that is very interesting from the standpoint of weight loss. There's two types of fat. There's bad fat and good fat, just like there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. You know, the so-called bad LDL, the so-called good HDL, although it's more complicated than that. But when it comes to fat, you've got the yellow type of fat that accumulates in the places where you don't want it to accumulate. The muffin top fat, the butt fat, the tummy fat. That's ordinary yellow adipose tissue. But there's a type of good fat. It's called BAT, brown adipose tissue. And interestingly enough, it's very prevalent in bats and in rodents. And until recently, we thought, well, you know, it's present in babies, but it disappears in adults. Well, it turns out adults have a small amount of BAT fat. And brown adipose tissue is very vascular. That's why it's not yellow. It's got more blood, so it looks brownish in color. And it's also fat-burning fat. It's fat that helps you to burn fat. It's very metabolically active, and it's thermogenic. It heats up, and it heats the body, and it's actually there for that reason. And one of the reasons that it's present in babies is that babies don't shiver. You ever gotten cold, start shiver? Well, babies can't shiver. Therefore, they have brown adipose tissue to protect them from the cold. Now, there's several ways you can increase BAT fat. One is to expose yourself to the elements and keep your apartment cold and not overheat your bedroom. Okay? Deliberate cold exposure will definitely increase your BAT fat. That's why, you know, I go in the water as soon as it's tolerable in the spring, and I run outside, and I take walks in the cold because I'm enhancing my BAT fat. I feel good about it. Hey, it's exhilarating. It's a wake-up call to the body and spirit, but it also enhances your BAT fat. But there's another way to enhance your BAT fat. It's very interesting. A product that we've been recommending to patients for metabolic syndrome, syndrome X, insulin resistance, diabetes, high cholesterol, obesity, is called CM-Core. CM-Core. CM stands for cardiometabolic. And what are the main ingredients? Well, there's some grapeseed extract in it, and that's good for circulation. But there's also an ingredient called berberine. Berberine's been used for a long time in traditional Chinese medicine, used to increase energy and stamina in various formulas. And it turns out in a new study, berberine increases energy expenditure in rodents by increasing brown fat activity. It actually enhances BAT fat. So this is something that's, I think, going to be very, very promising as a natural adjunct to efforts to combat insulin resistance, number one, but also to help with weight loss. Recent studies have revealed that adult humans have functional BAT fat, and we can enhance the brown adipose tissue by using compounds like berberine in CM-Core. Maybe that's one of the reasons why it seems to help people with insulin resistance and helps to support weight loss. We're not sure what happens when our patients lose lots and lots of weight because they're put on diet and exercise programs, but they also take CM-Core among many other supplements. Another supplement that has been proven to do this is something called CAPC8 Natura. CAPC8, C-A-P-S-I-A-T-E. It's a potent extract of pepper that is defanged because hot chili peppers also have a thermogenic effect. They make you feel hot, and as a result, they help you burn calories, and they actually have been shown to enhance brown adipose tissue. Well, this product is not super spicy. It won't make you sweat or make your hair stand on end, but it has the same properties that ultra-spicy habanero chilies have. Maybe that's, you know, one of the secrets to certain cuisines, that lots and lots of chilies have a thermogenic effect. But the two products that we like now for enhancing BAT, in addition to, you know, your daily dose of cold exposure, make sure you get out in the elements, CM-Core with berberine and CAPC8 Natura with the capsinoids derived from chili. All right, 888-302-3684. We're looking for your phone calls. Plus, we got lots to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
As a doctor, I'm always looking for ways to improve my patients' lives. And as an athlete, I'm always looking for ways to improve my own stamina and vitality. That's why I was excited to discover Super Beets. You know, fresh beet juice is great. It's proven to enhance athletic performance, but it's a mess to make and some people can't stand the taste. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I personally take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. It gives me energy, stamina, and endurance. Go to intelligentbeets.com now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, plus get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets, free shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com right now.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. You can call anytime during this hour or next, and we'd be delighted to answer your questions. Earlier this year, amidst all the controversy over legalization of marijuana, and it looks like this is going to happen. It's going to happen nationally. The mores of America are changing, and state by state, we're allowing marijuana to some degree or another. And sometimes it's the nose under the tent is medical marijuana. And I got to say that there are definitely some medical uses for marijuana, and I'll be talking more about them in 2015. This is actually one of the big news stories of the year is the medical, potential medical benefits of pot, and not just, you know, if you're sick or dying, you know, to alleviate your pain and suffering. There actually may be anti-inflammatory benefits to some of the compounds that are in marijuana that actually slow the progression of certain diseases like multiple sclerosis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and so on. So we're going to report on depth on that subject. But recreational marijuana is something else. And although it sounds kind of hypocritical, I come from the era of the baby boomers where marijuana experimentation was rife when I was in college. I got to say I am concerned about the effects of pervasive marijuana use on our populace, in particular upon our young people, because legalization is a step towards condoning its use. I mean, look, no question, kids are going to get pot, they're going to get a hold of it anyway, even if it's legal, illicit, that even makes it more appealing. But lowering the bar, making it more accessible, will only increase its usage. So let's check out what's happened in the year or so that Colorado has legalized pot. How's that working out for you in Colorado? Well, a report by a federal grant-funded agency in Colorado has found that all is not so well with the new policy. For example, and I predicted this, the majority of DUI drug arrests involve marijuana now. So lots and lots of folks driving while impaired. And don't tell me that you can drive perfectly well while stoned on pot. You know, it's going to affect your reflexes, your judgment, and to a greater or lesser degree. Youthful consumption of marijuana has increased. Drug-related suspensions and expulsions have increased 32%, and a majority has been for marijuana. There's been an increase in college users, Almost 50% of Denver arrestees tested positive for marijuana. Marijuana-related emergency room visits increased 57% over the past couple of years. Marijuana-related hospitalizations have increased 82% since the index year of 2008. And there's some bad news about the potential inherent dangers of marijuana. Teens who smoke marijuana are 60% less likely to graduate, 7 times more likely to attempt suicide. I was lucky because I was just on the cusp of the introduction of marijuana into the youth of America during the 60s and 70s. And there was some kids smoked pot in high school, but very few. It was sort of like the wild kids did it. Very, very few kids, maybe 2%. College, different story. But at least I had sort of formed my personality and my mental orientation and my study habits and personal discipline prior to being exposed to pot. So I was around, 18 years old. But, the idea of an 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 13, 14, 15-year-old smoking a lot of pot, that ain't good. Add to that a recent study in Colorado, which shows that nearly 10% of respondents reported they'd smoked marijuana before coming to work. Probably not a great idea in terms of productivity, in terms of safety, people in fields that require precision, folks working in uniformed services. Well, yeah, they do get random drug testing, but not the greatest idea. I don't think it's working out. Here's an item that suggests that there is now a surge in U.S. plastic surgery due to the phenomenon of the selfie. Selfies are popular. Kids are doing them. Everybody's doing them. Hold up the camera, take a picture of yourself. It's a narcissistic generation, but more and more, everybody's receiving a lot of scrutiny, and people are looking at their images and they're finding fault with their images, and more young people are opting for surgery. There's been a 25% increase in plastic surgery over the past year and a half to 2 years. And that's very, very significant. It's just getting started. So selfies lead to self-awareness, which may lead to, unhappy accommodation to your physical appearance and ultimately a greater drive towards alternative plastic surgery. All right, this item is on segmented sleep. A lot of people really get bent out of shape when they wake up in the middle of the night and they can't fall back asleep. Typically people will fall asleep okay, but then they'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they won't be able to get back to sleep. And this causes a great deal of consternation. People get very, very anxious and upset and worried because, they look at the clock and they say, I went to bed at 11. Here it's 3. I've only gotten 4 hours of sleep. That's terrible. But a new study suggests that that may be the natural way that people sleep. It's called segmented sleep. Segmented sleep means that people follow an approximately 3.5 to 3.5 sleep plan. In other words, they sleep 3.5 hours, they're awake 2 hours, and then they sleep an additional 3.5 hours. Now, this is paleo sleep. This is sleep under circumstances where there aren't any artificial lights. Because think about it, this time of year, it's December, it's dark. And it's dark and gloomy here in New York, and the buildings amplify it because we're living in canyons. We don't get a lot of sunlight, so it's dark and gloomy a lot of the time. The temptation is it lights out, you get tired, go to sleep. But then you wake up because you've gone to sleep so early. But research suggests that primitive tribes slept that way, that isn't part of our human natural sleep cycle, especially in wintertime. And what did people do? They woke up and, maybe they gathered by the fire, warmed themselves up, told some stories. Maybe they did some cave art. Maybe they made love. Whatever. It was a natural way that people slept. And then, after a couple of hours of wakefulness, they would go back to sleep and sleep an additional 3.5 hours. So if you're someone who's subject to that, don't get bit out of shape. You know, maybe carve out some private time. You know, don't do something too exciting. Don't put a lot of light in your eyes using devices, texting with your mobile device, going on the internet, or watching TV. That's going to put light into your pineal gland and decrease the amount of melatonin production. And melatonin is the substance of sleep. Do something, you read it, just a regular book with a relatively dim light. Listen to some music, listen to the radio, listen to a podcast of Intelligent Medicine. But don't sweat it. Don't get worried. Just relax in bed, because it's restful to be quiet at night, even if you're awake. And then natural sleep may ultimately overtake you, and you'll go back to a normal sleep cycle. All right, holidays are upon us. You know, it's a stressful time. There's no question. It's a stressful time because there's so many obligations. There's so many parties. There's so much eating. And as a result, people get in trouble. They kind of lose their resolve. And so this week and last week, I've written tips for people, 13 tips on how to avoid holiday stress. Holiday stress comes in the form, many forms. It comes in the form of emotional stress. This week I talk about some things to do to alleviate your emotional stress. But in terms of alleviating your physical stress, check out the article at drhoffman.com. There's several things you could do. First of all, this is a great time of year to take vitamin D. And in the next hour, we'll be talking about vitamin D. Vitamin D definitely helps to alleviate depression. This is according to a new study that I'll elaborate on. And vitamin D is in short supply in the wintertime. And you can even, well, you can go tanning. And yeah, I know that's anathema because they say, well, don't tan because it causes skin cancer. But if you tan judiciously, and limit your time and exposure, you'll get mood-enhancing effects. It'll raise your endorphins, and you'll actually manufacture some vitamin D in your skin. Plus, you can take some oral vitamin D. Make sure you get out in the cold. Cold adapt. Don't just huddle in your warm, cozy apartment all the time because you want to burn brown fat. Also, exercise. Maintain your exercise levels, even though parties may be challenging this time of year and the calories come at you. If you're invited to a lot of parties and gatherings where you're unsure about the foods, the food choices, have a little bite to eat before you go, you know, so that you don't arrive ravenous and then feel completely uninhibited and have difficulty making rational food choices. Those are some of the tips that I summarized for you. Check it out at drhoffman.com. All right, getting ready for another hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.